is a commercial-free, streaming-on-demand presentation from 92.9 WBPN.
ABC Audio's Rock and Reels from Speakeasy was recorded at the ABC Studios. Thanks to our partners at Eggland's Best. These days, better nutrition and stronger immunity are essential. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more, so we can all be at our very best. Only Eggland's Best.
And welcome back as we move into the final hour of ABC Audio's Rock and Reels, our look back at some great movie soundtracks with our special guest host, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top, and the legendary Mr. Peter Frampton. They'll be with us in just a bit. Matt Wolf, man, this has been a lot of fun, especially when you look back at some of the movies from the 1980s and, you know, the music that went along with it. And in 1982, we got one of the all-time great concept films ever put to print. Based on the music of Pink Floyd's classic album, The Wall, Pink Floyd The Wall was a meticulous film blended with symbolism and metaphor, along with some really insane and sometimes downright scary animation sequences. Directed by the late Alan Parker, it starred Bob Geldof as rock star Pink, who's dealing with the death of his father and is slowly being driven mad along the way. Like a lot of films, there was plenty of creative differences happening behind the scenes, with Parker calling it one of the most miserable experiences of my creative life.
Alan, in many ways, was, although he was seen as a bit of a dictator sometimes.
That is Nick Mason from Pink Floyd. He was right in the thick of it all, but he told us from all that drama, Parker was able to put together a motion picture experience that delivered on every level.
I was a big fan of Alan Parker's, and I think he did a great job. He actually rescued what was a film that was really not working properly. Inevitably, not everyone was grateful for that. Very funny, very clever man. Whatever you think of The Wall, he leaves a great legacy of some terrific films.
From Pink Floyd's The Wall, here's Comfortably Numb on ABC Audio's Rock and Reels.
Just like
That, of course, Pink Floyd from The Wall, and also from the film of the same name here on ABC Audio's Rockin' Reels, Comfortably Numb, looking back at music from the movies all Thanksgiving weekend. Matt Wolf with you, and in just a little bit, we'll hand it back over to Peter Frampton and Billy F. Gibbons, but right now, yeah, I'm having too much fun with the films from the 80s, and, you know, The Wall was released in 1982, and that very same year, director Amy Heckerling and writer Cameron Crowe gave us the film that introduced the world to Jeff Spicoli.
I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the name they gave me.
And man, talk about a cast here. Sean Penn, Judge Reinhold, Phoebe Cates, Jennifer Jason Leigh, and of course, the great Ray Walston as Mr. Hand.
Mr. Hand, will I pass this class? Gee, Mr. Spicoli, I don't know.
Now, the soundtrack was a perfect snapshot of the era with songs from Oingo Boingo, Stevie Nicks, Jackson Brown, Don Henley, and of course, the title cut from Sammy Hagar.
Having a title track in a movie was just, that was, to me, at that time in my life, like, wow, you know, big time now.
How so? Very modest of Sammy. Now, he told us the formula back in those days was pretty straightforward.
I loved it. I just loved it, man. They would send me the script. I would get to talk to the director. For a songwriter, the first thing you need to have after you have all the music you want, like in Van Halen, Eddie would give me all the music I wanted, I needed a title, a subject. What am I writing about? And when they would hand that to you in a script in a movie, you know, Twister, all of those things, I just said, oh, yeah, boom, I know what to do. So I just lyrically, I just kind of mimicked what was going on in the movie, you know, just a bunch of high school kids messing up.
Fast time!
ABC Audio's Rock and Reels from Simple Green. Visit simplegreen.com.
I'll take you off the police.
Hey, wait, you swore!
Trust me.
Terminator 2, Judgment Day.
Let me know.
Guns N' Roses, You Could Be Mine, something from the Terminator 2 soundtrack, and also from the band's epic Use Your Illusion double album set. Remember that video, too, with Arnold in full Terminator 2 gear, showing up with Axel slash Duff and everyone? It was very cool. I'm ABC's Matt Wolf. When we return, we turn it over to Peter Frampton for a 007 flashback. Stay close.
Rolling!
And action!
ABC Audio's Rock and Reels from Speakeasy is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
I'm Dr. Stork. Today, stronger immunity and better nutrition are more important than ever. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best provides 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, all helping you maintain a strong immune system and better overall health. Plus, you get all that farm-fresh, delicious taste. These are no ordinary times, so why choose an ordinary egg? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Legacy of Rock, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
His family moved to California from the Netherlands, taking up piano, then moving on to guitar, without ever learning to read music. Eddie Van Halen, along with brother Alex, formed Van Halen in 1974.
Legacy of Rock, presented by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices, every day.
No, you want to, and it's okay. We won't tell. Go ahead and sing along, because you know the words, and it's more fun that way. 92.9 WBPM.
ABC Audio's Rock and Reels from Speakeasy is brought to you by Boot Barn. Boot Barn created faster, safer, and easier ways to shop this holiday season. Learn more at bootbarn.com/bootbarnexpress. Once again, here's Matt Wolf.
Well, in spite of everything that's gone down in 2020, we hope this has been a good Thanksgiving. Spoiling yourself with a lot of good food and now some good music to bring it all together, right? This is ABC Audio's Rock and Reel, spotlighting great music from the big screen over the years. But why should I have all the fun, right? Let's turn it back to someone who really is no stranger to the soundtrack. Musician, producer, songwriter, and all-around guitar god and legend. He's got a great memoir out now, appropriately titled, Do You Feel Like I Do? I give you, ladies and gentlemen, Peter Frampton.
Thanks again, Matt. Peter Frampton here with a look back at some of the best music from film and television this Thanksgiving weekend. Let's turn our attention now to the boys from Down Under. Straight out of Australia, AC/DC has left their stamp on many a movie score, and their landmark album, Back in Black, turned 40 this year. Now for lead singer Brian Johnson, coming in after the death of AC/DC singer Bon Scott, it was no small task. But as Brian pointed out, he was pretty battle-hardened by that point.
When I started out, everybody, you had to work your chops. You know, you went into clubs and pubs, and you found out if you were good through the people clapping and coming back to see you. If they didn't, that meant you weren't that good, you know, but you did it through a process.
With their contribution to the Iron Man 2 soundtrack, let's get to this gem and the lead-off single to Back in Black.
Nine lives!
AC/DC and Back in Black here on ABC Audio's Rock and Reels. I'm Peter Frampton, your host this hour. Now, we know many, many new film releases have been moved off, including the latest James Bond film, No Time to Die.
Why would I betray you?
We all have our secrets. We just didn't get to yours yet.
2020 still marks the 50th anniversary of 007 on the big screen. And sadly, we've lost Sean Connery, the original James Bond, just last month. Hopefully, you can settle in to catch some of his Bond work this weekend, and his other films, too. Music has always been an essential companion piece to any James Bond film, including this one from 1973 from an associate of mine, Sir Paul McCartney, on ABC Audio's Rock and Reels.
When you were young, an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
You know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in and cry, say, live and let die.
ABC Audio's Rock and Reels from Ace, The Helpful Place.
They used to be your friends. Now all of a sudden you can't stand them? That makes me look bad. How am I supposed to get ahead in the family?
The same way you always have. Lie, cheat, steal, kill.
Married to the Mob.
Lord, it's a lie. Come to me, honey.
Debbie Harry there, Liar Liar, a cover of the old Castaways song, brought back to life by Debbie in 1988 from the film Married to the Mob with Michelle Pfeiffer and Matthew Modine. This is Peter Frampton here. I hope you all have a very restful weekend and a great holiday season. Happy Thanksgiving. And don't forget to keep an eye out for my new memoir, Do You Feel Like I Do?, in stores and online now. Thanks again for listening and be well.
And thank you, Peter Frampton, for your time and music over the years. I mean, how cool is that, right? Matt Wolf, listen, we're not done yet. On Deck, we'll throw it back to Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top. We'll take us on a trip down to the southern shores of Miami when ABC's Rockin' Reels returns.
ABC Audio's Rockin' Reels from Speakeasy is brought to you by Eggland's Best. These days, better nutrition and stronger immunity are essential. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more, so we can all be at our very best. Only Eggland's Best.
There are new holiday services at Boot Barn. In each store, an expert can guide you with product knowledge. If what you want isn't in store, they can whip it to you with free two-day shipping. If you shop online, Boot Barn offers curbside pickup or local same-day delivery, where they'll gift wrap your present, add a personalized card, and deliver it directly to you or a loved one's doorstep. Learn more about their holiday services in-store or at bootbarn.com. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
I'm Dr. Stork. Today, better nutrition and stronger immunity are essential. That's why Eggland's Best gives you and your family more. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best provides 6 times more vitamin D, 10 times more vitamin E, and 38% more lutein, plus more folate and iodine too, all to help you maintain a strong immune system and better overall health. These are no ordinary times, so why choose an ordinary egg? Only Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Sometimes great music is the only thing that'll make everything else better. That's why we're here. 92.9 WBPM.
Let's roll sound.
Rolling.
Rolling.
Places, everybody.
And action.
Refreshments are available in the lobby. Welcome back to ABC Audio's Rockin' Reels from Speakeasy, brought to you by Simple Green. If you like a cleaning product that can be used in your garage, the laundry, and the kitchen, and save space in your cabinet, visit simplegreen.com.
Let's all go to the lobby.
A Thanksgiving playlist of the greatest songs from the movies. ABC Audio's Rockin' Reels. Now here's Matt Wolf.
Movies, music. They kind of go together like turkey and gravy, pumpkin pie and whipped cream. Who's getting carried away now? It's Thanksgiving weekend. Matt Wolf with you on ABC Audio's Rockin' Reels. One more time, I gladly turn this microphone over to someone whose work can be heard on the big screen and the small screen, too. You remember his work on the TV show Bones. Let's get it over once more to Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top.
Thank you again, Senor Wolf. Billy F. Gibbons right here. Now, back in the 1980s, it was all about the soundtrack going hand in hand with a big film or TV show. Take Miami Vice, for instance. 35 years ago, not only did the great Glenn Frey contribute to the show's soundtrack, but the producers went ahead and crafted an episode named after the song and cast Glenn in a key role, too.
I'm real good at what I do. I don't come cheap, you know. I take you where you want to go, I wait so many hours, and I'm a memory.
This, my friends, is the Smuggler's Blues.
And the law.
everybody saw. No matter if it's heroin, cocaine or hash, you got to carry weapons, cause you always carry cash. There's lots of shady characters, lots of dirty deals, every name's an alias in case somebody squeals. It's the lure of easy money, it's got a very strong appeal. Perhaps you'd understand it better standing in my shoes. It's the ultimate enticement, it's the smuggler's blues.
Glenn Frey and Smuggler's Blues, as heard on the Miami Vice soundtrack from 1985. That album spent 11 weeks at number one on the Billboard 200 album charts, a record for television or film soundtrack that still stands today. All right, this is Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top. Let's get back to the big screen and pay tribute to the great Alan Parker, who we sadly lost this year. Now, he directed a number of music-centric films like Fame, Pink Floyd's The Wall, Evita, and this one from 1991, The Commitments, a movie steeped in its love for rhythm and blues, which was reflected by the songs heard in the movie.
Why would you want to join us?
The Lord sent me. The Lord blows my trumpet.
Now, one of the most popular songs from the film was first recorded by Mack Rice back in 1965, then by Wilson Pickett the following year, and then, of course, by Commitments cast member Andrew Strong for the movie. This is Mustang Sally. Mm, baby.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow that Mustang down. Mustang Sally, my baby. Guess you better slow that Mustang down. You've been running. You wanna
ABC Audio's Rock and Reels from O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Billy F. Gibbons on the future of ZZ Top.
I guess the first moments of this shutdown, we kind of, like everyone else, was left kind of wondering, when do we get back to work? But I think that was the clue. Let's get back to work. And fortunately, there's been a recording studio off in the distance. We hunkered down. We've stayed kind of on point and in focus, oh gosh, for the last 4 months. And it looks like that studio setting will be the rescue agent. We'll be able to stay busy through this thing. And I think, like everybody else, we're just waiting for the curtain to rise.
I'm Buzz Lightyear, Space Ranger, Universe Protection Unit. My ship has crash-landed here by mistake.
Yes, it is a mistake.
Toy Story.
To see, but man, I still think them cats are crazy. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. I told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
The boys are back in town, the boys are back in town.
I said,
the boys are back in town.
Chick that used to dance a lot. Every night she'd be on the floor shaking what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't wanna know, forget her.
The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town.
I said,
the boys are back in town. 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 The boys are back in town.
summer comes. Now that the boys are here again.
Thin Lizzy and the Boys Are Back in Town, originally on their 1976 album, Jailbreak, a classic song you've heard in so many movies and TV shows, most recently identified with a gang of toys that included a cowboy and a spaceman. You know the ones we're talking about. It is Billy F. Gibbons, and it's been my pleasure to be your soundtrack sensei for the portion of ABC's Rockin' Reels, and I personally hope to see you soon when we get back out on the road with ZZ Top. Meanwhile, remember to enjoy your time with family and friends safely this weekend. And now let's turn it back to Matt Wolf in the confines of New York City.
And thank you guys for listening this weekend. Our thanks, too, of course, to Billy Gibbons and Peter Frampton and Sammy Hagar, too, for his contributions to the show as well. Remember, be well, stay safe, have an awesome holiday season, and as we've been fond of saying all this year, when the time is right, we'll see you back out on the road.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
What's the meaning of this?
Find out in 30 years!
It's about the future, isn't it?
ABC Audio's Rockin' Reels from Speakeasy was written and produced by Matt Wolf and Tony Spina. Special thanks to Billy Gibbons, Peter Frampton, and Sammy Hagar.